Patient name, Catherine Schuler, S-H-U-L-E-R. Date of birth, 9-14 of 95. Date of service, 9-3 of 22. This is a 27-year-old female patient. States that at times she experiences some vertigo with no rhyme or reason as to why. She also complains of ear pain that she's had for several days and verbalizes to me that she has had ear infection over the years more than just a few times. Period. New paragraph. No other issues are brought forth to me today. She denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. She denies any activity intolerance. She says the dizziness usually hits her when she moves her head to the left and right in quick fashion, and at times gets up and has quick movements. However, it is not consistent. Period, new paragraph. Patient does not look anemic, and she's never had a problem with anemia, prior to this. Period, new paragraph. No issues with her GI system or stomach, and she denies any issues ongoing with bowel and bladder habit. Period, new paragraph. No complaint of pain or numbness throughout her body. Period, new paragraph. Vital signs, blood pressure 116 over 66, pulse 70, respiration 16, temperature 97.9, oxygenation 100% on room air, current weight 145 pounds, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications for anxiety and depression. She is unaware of, or rather does not remember the name currently. I believe it was Lexapro, though. Medical history. Depression, anxiety, surgical history, C-section times one. Also had a miscarriage 1 month ago. Recovering well from that. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, or smoking. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed. She is well-groomed. She interacts well with me through the exam today. Period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Extraocular movements are intact and within normal limits bilaterally. Ears, she does have bilateral erythema to the tympanic membranes. The left side is worse than the right. She also verbalizes pain on the left tympanic membrane as well. Oral pharyngeal area, clear. No erythema, oral mucosa moist, neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Remainder of exam is grossly normal. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan, acute otitis media. Patient will be given amoxicillin 875 BID times 10 days, number 20, a Medrol dose pack to be taken as directed. Period, new paragraph. Patient also complains of a cough, which just started. We will prescribe Bromfed DM 10 ml, 4 times daily PRN cough, number 240 ml. Period, new paragraph. I've gone over the plan of care with her. I've answered all her questions today. If she does not have good success with getting better, she will return to clinic or call.